You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Were you thinking of flying out for a vacation during the summer break? Well, there's a chance that airfares may soon be hiked. Why? I'll share with you shortly. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, fuel prices, politics, the pandemic and more. First up, here's how the market fared on June 16. After opening higher, the market took a U-turn and suffered sharp losses. The nervousness among investors globally weighed in after the US's Federal Reserve last night gave the interest rate a 75 basis point lift. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that the central bank is not trying to induce a recession as it cut a growth projection for the US, seeing rising unemployment ahead. Back home, Sensex and Nifty finished at a 13-month low amid selling across sectors. Sensex was down 1,045 points, or 1.9%, at 51,495, whereas the Nifty shed 330 points, or 2.1%, to close at 15,316. This, even as Fed's aggressive rate hike was on expected lines. The 75 basis points move was already factored in by the market after hot inflation data last week spooked investors, sending the NSE index down 3% so far this week. Moving on, aviation stocks were in focus. SpiceJet and Indigo hit turbulence as ATF, that is jet fuel prices, have reached an all-time high. ADF prices were hiked by 16.3% to a record high of 1.4 lakh per kiloliter. The prices have been up 91% in the past 6 months, and according to analysts, they form over 40% of the operational cost of airlines. Following the hike, Ajay Singh, the chairman and managing director of SpiceJet, said that the prices have increased by more than 120% since June 2021. Well, this massive increase is not sustainable and governments, central and state need to take urgent action to reduce taxes on ADF that are among the highest in the world. He said that sharp increase in jet fuel prices and the depreciation of rupee have left domestic airlines with little choice but to immediately raise fares. And according to him, a minimum 10 to 15% increase in fares is required to ensure that the cost of operations are better sustained. And that's why air travel may soon become expensive in the coming days. Next up, IDC shares rose as much as 2% on BSE after Motilal Oswal Financial Services upgraded its rating on the FMCG player after almost 5 years. The brokerage now has a buy rating with a target price of 335 rupees, which means a 27% upside from the current level. The brokerage said that improvement in growth visibility was the key driver for the upgrade. Most other brokerages are also upbeat on IDC. For instance, ICICI Direct, Prabhudas Leeladhar and Sher Khan have kept their targets for IDC in the range of 305 to 320 rupees per share. Next up, Maruti Suzuki shares also rose despite persistent volatility on Dalal Street after Jefferies raised its target price for the stock by 23%. The brokerage expects Maruti's earnings to more than triple between the year March 2022 to that ending March 2024 as it sees already strong demand for the auto major's passenger vehicles. Let me also tell you about a small cap drilling firm stock that has beaten Coal India, ONGC and Oil India's returns by 10 times. A surge in commodity prices, especially crude oil, has brightened the prospects of these businesses. So analysts are upbeat on Haryana-based Southwest Pinnacle stock for its strong order book and diversified service portfolio. The stock has multiplied investors' money 5 times in the last 12 months. The company counts Reliance Industries, Rio Tinto Exploration, Hindustan Zinc, Tata Iron and Steel, De Beers India, ONGC Energy and Hindalco among its clients. Moving on, Morgan Stanley has upgraded Oil India to overweight from equi-weight, raising the target price to 369 rupees versus its earlier target of 272 rupees. According to the brokerage, there's a tailwind for the upstream and refining earnings for Oil India on the back of declining inventories, supply side tightness, and demand recovery. Next up is an update on the pandemic. India recorded a single day spike of over 12,000 COVID cases as per the Union Health Ministry data at 8 a.m. today. This is the highest one-day jump in cases in the past 4 months. The country also witnessed 11 deaths in a day. State-wise, Maharashtra, Kerala and Delhi reported the highest tally. Maharashtra recorded over 4,000 new cases, which is a 36% rise over the previous day, and two pandemic-related deaths as well. Four new cases of BA5 variant of COVID were also detected in the state. Overall, as many as 27 states and UTs have reported a rise in active cases, and 4 states and UTs have reported a fall. In another health-related update, Serum Institute of India is going to launch indigenously designed vaccine for cervical cancer soon. The subject expert committee, that is SEC, under the Drugs Controller General of India, will review the first indigenously designed quadrivalent human papilloma virus, that is QHPV vaccine, against cervical cancer by the Serum Institute of India today. At present, India sources HPV vaccines Gardasil and Cervarisk from foreign manufacturers Merck and GlaxoSmithKline. The Serum Institute of India's entry into the space is likely to bring down prices of the vaccines that cost 2,000 to 3,000 rupees per dose. Lastly, in a political update, the Congress's protest against Rahul Gandhi's questioning by the Enforcement Directorate continued today in several parts of the country, including Karnataka, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Kerala, Hyderabad and Chennai. Karnataka Congress Chief D.K. Shivakumar, Congress Legislative Party leader Siddaramaiah and many other party leaders and workers were even detained by police during the protest. In Hyderabad, the protest turned violent, whereas in Kerala and Punjab, police used water cannons to disperse a group of Congress leaders and workers. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.